Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, it's a funny development. It was inevitable. Down in Florida, Matt Gaetz, who's right now under investigation for child trafficking and other things, is going to face a Republican primary. A guy has come out. He's the operations director for the Air National Guard in Florida. He's a pilot. He's a Republican. And he is going to challenge Matt Gaetz in a primary. Matt Gaetz's seat is deemed so red that it's unlikely to impossible that a Democrat could win it, which is really very sad. It's probably very similar to the 5th Congressional District here in Wisconsin. You can come close. It's gerrymandered. You know, my first reaction to that is, okay, so what? What if we get another nut job in there who's a little smoother, has fewer legal complications? That isn't necessarily good at all. The one thing I was heartened by is that somehow he's being recruited or advised, they said, by a bipartisan group that's working with candidates, even in gerrymandered seats, to in just the art of legislating and the art of managing a complex economy and a complex country. And it may mean that this individual is not just bat feathers crazy. It may mean that he can sit back and think, well, you know, I'll look forward to the good of the United States. Maybe I'll differ in tone or scope or something, but I'm not just going to go throw a monkey wrench in the whole thing. So stay tuned. Stay tuned for this primary challenge to Matt Gaetz in Florida. Another development with Matt Gaetz that is not going to be welcome to Matt Gaetz, and this just came out. It had not occurred to me. Joel Greenberg is the tax collector elected for Seminole County. You may recall that. He has been indicted on trafficking charges and a lot of other charges. Down in Florida, they apparently elect a tax collector for each county, which is very weird. I mean, here in Wisconsin, you pay your property taxes, you pay your state income taxes to the state. Say in Milwaukee County, you have the city treasurer and it goes over and it's the clerks that handle it. You don't elect the clerk handling it and you don't call the treasurer the tax collector. He has a lot of other things to do, but so be it. This guy, Joel Greenberg, the tax collector for Seminole County, turned out to be a bad guy. He's a guy that has been charged with crime. And you may remember a couple of days ago, a week ago, there was speculation maybe he'll cooperate with the feds. That's bad. That's very bad for Matt Gaetz. And his lawyer is kind of full of himself and kind of a blowhard and got up on the camera and said, I think Matt Gaetz is having a very bad time today. You remember all that stuff. It turns out that Joel Greenberg started cooperating last year in 2020. So he has been ratting on Matt Gaetz since 2020, last year, for months, many months. That's why they built this case against Matt Gaetz. And that explains why Matt Gaetz went to Donald Trump and begged for a pardon. Trump wouldn't give it to him, even though Matt Gaetz had debased himself to Donald Trump. Remember, Matt Gaetz was asked, what's your greatest regret in life? And he said that I only have one life to give to Donald Trump. He was channeling Nathan Hale. Nathan Hale was the patriot in the revolution who was captured by the British and hanged. And his last words were, I regret that I have but one life to give for my country. Matt Gaetz cheapened that. He took that statement and applied it to Donald Trump, not his country. That wasn't enough. Trump stabbed him, didn't give him a pardon, and then they both lied. And when that story came out, Matt Gaetz said, I didn't ask for pardon. I didn't want a pardon. Oh, really? Yeah, right. And Trump goes, no, he didn't ask me for pardon. Yeah, right. Right. Didn't ask you for a pardon. Right. Give me a break. They knew back last year that Joel Greenberg had flipped. And the way they flip is they go to guys like Joel Greenberg and they say, look, you get convicted, you may get 30 years in jail. How old the gentleman are you? Oh, you're in your 50s, or that would make you 89. Well, okay, a lot of life after 89, snicker, snicker, snicker. then they say, well, if you rat on a bigger fish, then maybe you'll only get 4 years and you'll get the Danbury, Connecticut federal prison with tennis courts and a deli. Okay. And he goes, okay, who's the bigger fish? The bigger fish, member of Congress? Yeah, that'd be all right. Matt Gaetz. Oh, okay. Matt Gaetz. That came back to Crooked William Barr when he was Attorney General, and Crooked William Barr stayed away from it. He knew that if he tried to quash that and Biden got in and reinstated it, it would taint the entire department and the Trump administration. And he stopped even associating with Matt Gaetz. He wouldn't even go testify voluntarily to a panel that Matt Gaetz was on, even though the Republicans wanted him to on that one. So this has been going on back to last year. I would say that Matt Gaetz, he's hired legal counsel now. Hopefully for his sake, legal counsel has advised him not to keep shooting his mouth off. And if he doesn't do that, they're going to be in plea agreement negotiations. And can you rat somebody higher than you on something else? Anything, rat on them. We'll see what happens. But a very bad development for Matt Gaetz. Very good development for justice, in my view. You know, there was a statement the other day from the from one of the leaders of the Iranian nuclear weapon program that's masquerading as domestic nuclear power, Ali Akbar Saleh. And they said he was American educated. Now, I do not know why we persist in educating and bringing people in from Iran, from China, from elsewhere. North Korea, I don't think we do, but we certainly have from Iran. And bring them to MIT and Caltech and teach them how to, about nuclear power, and then they go back. And the ones that come from China just steal the tech, they steal the IT. And the ones from Iran and elsewhere go back and build their own bombs. Well, what happened was in that particular deal that Obama struck was that they have centrifuges, and there's a centrifuge called an IR-1 centrifuge that's real slow. And that deal said that they could only process uranium in the real slow, kind of primitive centrifuge. And what they've done is they've built better centrifuges, 164, 1IR6 centrifuges that do it real fast and real efficiently. And that's what Ali Akbar Saleh had set up. Now, how did he know about that? He knew about it because he got educated in the United States. That was a big mistake. Anyway, what happened was there was an explosion deep underground and a lot of those centrifuges were destroyed and set back their program 9 months. And everybody's going, oh, well, who did it? Was it the United States? Was it Israel? Somewhere else? Well, whoever did it, quite frankly, did the world a service. There was no personal injury, but they should not be doing this and enriching uranium. They are sneakily trying to build a bomb, and we have got to figure out a way to stop it. We're coming to the end of the show. Great programming today. We have Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Dominic Crute, Earl Ingram, Jeff Santos on Tuesday, Busted Pencils. Saturday, Ask the Builder with Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local. My man, Pizza Box Mike, and Outside the Pizza Box, Max Inc. Radio. So Matt Flynn Direct will be back tomorrow, same time, same place, with plenty of history in the making. And Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.